Dvachim Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel 10:3. We continue on, really where we picked off. We're working down the chain of the hierarchy of Zvachim animal sacrifices, and which gets part over which, if you have two to bring or two bloods to throw, and so on. So next we have a Bechor, the firstborn cow, goat, sheep, male, that the Peterechem that started open the womb of the mother, if you will, Kodem LeMeiser. That comes before Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, of course, is if you raising cow, goats, or sheep. So then once a year at the end of the season, you put all your cows into a corral. They come one at a time. Every tenth one is marked as a Meiser and brought as a Korban. So the Bechor comes before the Meiser. Why? Mipnei shekdushaso merechem v'nechal lekohanim. Two reasons. First of all, kedushas merechem literally means its sanctity comes from the womb, but the point is that a Bechor is born with some kind of inherent kedusha, whereas the Meiser Behema, it wasn't born that way, just if it becomes the tenth one out of the corral, as you're counting them, it becomes later on a Meiser, so it's less inherent, therefore less kedusha. And second of all, the people who can eat a Bechor is a much more restricted set of people than the Meiser, because the Bechor is specifically for Kohanim and their families, anywhere in Yerushalayim, but their families, but still Kohanim, kind of like Truma, whereas the Meiser is eaten by anybody. Whoever owns it, the farmer can eat it, and Kohanim, whoever wants, can eat it, so it's unrestricted. Therefore, the Bechor comes before the Meiser. Now, Meiser is at the bottom of the pile. If you think of the eight types of Zvachim, there actually is an eighth, which is the Korban Pesach. We don't mention the Korban Pesach here because under any normal circumstance, Korban Pesach is brought on a specific time after the Tammuz Ben Harbaim, in the late afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. Another Korban is being brought at the time, so that shouldn't come into conflict. So we don't discuss that at all. But now, the Meiser, which is the bottom of the pile, if you will, Kodem LaOfos, it comes before the bird offerings, the Chatas Of and Olas Of, Bepneishu Zevach, because first of all, it's an animal, like a mammal, which is a zevach, which is slaughtered with a knife, as opposed to with the malika, with a thumbnail, and that just indicates it's more significant. Of course, there's much more going on over there. You have special parts, you have, you know, emurim and so on. None of that applies to birds. V'yeshbo kadshe kadshim, damo ve'emurav. In addition to it, so this, don't misunderstand this. All birds' offerings, the chatas of olos of, are both kadshe kadshim. And in fact, the meiser behema is only kadshim kalim. So therefore, you might think at first blush, well, obviously, therefore, the ofos are more mukudash, they're kadshe kadshim. But the Mishnah is saying that might be true, but there are still elements of kadshe kadshim of the meiser, and that's even more significant, because they have not just the blood which goes on, of course, both the birds also have mitzui hadam, and there's zrikas hadam of a meiser, but there's also a murav, there are those inner, the sacrificial parts, which is specific to a meiser behemo, which doesn't apply, no such application to the birds. The birds either eaten by the Kohanim in total or just burned in the fire in total, but no like sacrificial part special. And that special element of the emurim makes the meiser and other zvachim, other animal mammal sacrifices, more important than the bird sacrifices.